A number of bishops are set to defy public health advice by holding confirmations and communions in the coming days. While baptisms can resume from the 5th of August, communions and confirmations continue to be off limits. The ban on the ceremonies has been in place since level 5 COVID-19 restrictions were put in place at the start of the year. One of those bishops, the Bishop of Elphin, Kevin Doran, has said he plans to offer the sacraments to children and families who wish to take part in the services, despite a ban on religious ceremonies. He says the guidance on religious services is advice by government rather than regulation. The bishop is also asking families to pay full attention to the public health guidelines if they are celebrating after communions and confirmations. And for more on this, I'm delighted to say we are joined on Morning Focus by the Bishop of Killaloe, Bishop Fintan Monaghan. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Alan.
Thank you for joining us. I mentioned the Bishop of Elphin, Kevin Doran, there, but he's one of a number. We also have the Bishop of Waterford and Lismore, Fonsy Cullinan, Tom Deanahan, the Bishop of Meath, the Bishop of Clogher, Larry Duffy, and Alan McGuckie, and the Bishop of Raphoe. They've all advised parishes that communions and confirmations can go ahead from the middle of this month. What are your thoughts on this? The numbers seem to be increasing.
Yeah, well, I think that's going to be the consistent approach of practically all, if not all, dioceses, Alan, for approximately the middle of August. What I proposed to the parishes last week was that ideally, because of the high number of cases still, well over 1,000 each and every day, ideally, if parishes could wait until a safer time in autumn, and I think an awful lot of parishes will do that. However, a number of parishes have several times given dates to for ceremonies, and there's a huge level of frustration and anger that these occasions have been postponed again and again, and even some are held over even from last year because of the various levels of restrictions that are there. So we feel that the time is right, in the sense that there's a huge amount of anomalies in the system, really, when you look at it, and even the Minister for Health has acknowledged that. You know, when you look at, we are permitted to have 50 at daily and weekly masses, and some more in the case of larger pods being in the bigger churches. We're allowed to have 50 at funerals. We can, from the 5th of August, have 100 at weddings. And, you know, I don't see why communions then have been singled out, or confirmations, because they're done in the same socially distant, carefully planned manner. And the advice, as you just quoted there from Kevin Doran, that every parish would give is to try and avoid the social occasions afterwards that seem to be the occasions of major spread. But what we believe we're doing in the church is very safe, and I don't think there is any evidence to show that these are super spreader events. So with things gradually getting back into a major activity, with indoor dining and hotels being open now, and 40,000 being at the All-Ireland final, we believe that the time is close to being right now at this stage, and by the middle of August, more and more people will be vaccinated. You know, overall, we're absolutely respectful of the great work that the government and NPHET and the Minister for Health is doing. And like, we've been so, obedient to that over the last year and a half in every aspect, you know, right from Christmas on, we were completely online. And I think we were the only country in Europe that had such a restrictive regime that there was nobody allowed to be present at our ceremonies. And we have, almost to a parish, stuck to that, you know, as rigidly as we could, being hugely respectful and careful to follow the guidelines of the government.
You mentioned...
Yes?
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Yeah, and I think certainly the Minister for Health has clearly stated that these are guidelines and their advice, but they're not regulation or not law. It was against the law for people to be present at Mass at one stage, but now we're in a different space, and you know, I think something like 70% of the country are now vaccinated, and it's much, much safer, despite the fact that the Delta variant is so virulent. But thanks be to God, we're in a much better space, and the advice that we're given is that for people to be prudent, there's no major rush back, but some parishes have already given ceremonies, and it causes such an amount of frustration. The amount of correspondence that I've got from from parents right around the diocese, the five counties in the diocese, people saying again and again and again, these ceremonies have been postponed. And so much hard work has been done in the course of the school year to prepare the students spiritually for the occasions. And, you know, they have their, clothes got for quite some time, and it's quite inconvenient that these have been postponed so often. And, they're nice family occasions. And in the last year, the way that they have been set up was that you'd have the parents, the child themselves, and just immediate family would be present. And as much as possible in parishes are discouraging any larger gatherings than afterwards. And I think people are hugely respectful of that now, and they realise, the dangers that are there in having large gatherings.
Is there a suspicion, though, that these large gatherings of family and friends that take place after communions and confirmations, some people will still go ahead with those, even if the confirmations and communions don't happen, which kind of maybe defeats the purpose of not allowing the communions and confirmations to go ahead in the first place.
Yes, and I think that's very clearly the concern that the government and EFFID have had right along, the worry that people would gather. But thankfully, in the summer, the weather is better. People are outdoors an awful lot more. And it is possible to have, we'd say, an outdoor gathering now, which wouldn't be possible in springtime when they were initially planned. And people are much, much more careful. I even see it. I cycle down through the town of Ennis very regularly at night time, and I see people have been hugely respectful of the guidelines. Generally speaking, the outdoor dining done in such a careful way. And I think for these occasions, it's been kind of drummed into people so much now by the constant messaging of the government and EFFID, the dangers that are involved. And, it's up to everybody to be responsible, and the vast majority of people have been hugely so. And for these gatherings, what you would expect, and you see it for funeral gatherings, it's just the immediate family tend to be there. Whether it would be in the garden at home, or whether it would be, as is now permitted, indoor dining in a very responsible, socially distant kind of manner. So that's what we would be hoping that would take place.
You mentioned that you're getting correspondence from people in Clare and the other counties within the diocese, frustrated, and there's anger there as well at the constant postponing of this date. Have you had much of this correspondence since the decision to say that these should be put off until the autumn? And are you also getting anger and frustration from the priests within the various parishes, or are they only conveying the sentiments of their parishioners? Are they frustrated as well on their own level?
Absolutely, yeah, a mixture of all that. But I think with the announcement that practically all dioceses are going to eventually go ahead from the middle of August, there has been overwhelmingly positive reaction to that because of the expectation that has been there and has been disappointed so often. And then some people, of course, are super careful, but there's no pressure on any family or any parish to go ahead immediately. And the advice that we gave last week was that really it is much safer to wait until autumn, until September, October. But there is, a slight rush on confirmation, in the sense that if a sixth-class student has then gone into secondary school and perhaps in a different locality, the difficulty of gathering them and communicating and getting them together. So that there's a slight more urgency on confirmation than there would be on First Holy Communion. So the general response has been hugely positive of going ahead. But if people are still concerned, the option will be there for an alternative occasion again later in autumn. It's no problem for a family to come along to First Holy Communion, and they would be gladly accommodated in that regard. And the same with confirmation, that could be done again. But from the reaction that I get on social media, through Messenger, through emails, through phone calls to the office here, pity for the secretaries that are, dealing with the level of frustration that is there from parents, that's a constant. I do see the schools are out at the moment, but it is possible in a lot of these cases to have the ceremonies in a very simple kind of a manner without having the huge razzmatazz and huge numbers that were present and the huge occasion that there were. Last year there were much more simplified occasions focusing on the spiritual content of it with minimal, you know, choirs can't assemble because that isn't healthy for that to happen. So it'll be mainly a very minimal effort in terms of music and all that. So they're done in a very safe way, really.
From what you're saying, Stephen Donnelly, the health minister, has said that by now he thinks most people accept that there are anomalies and contradictions in the public health advice. I'm not sure how true that is. Maybe it's a slight majority accept that, but clearly there is frustration and anger out there, as you're saying, the correspondence you're getting from people who would look at sport. Maybe it's not comparing like with like, but they'd look at other events, sporting events and so on, and other scenarios where more people are together and say, well, why can't this go ahead? I'm not sure that most people accept there are anomalies. And I think actually the anomalies and contradictions only irritate them further.
Yeah, well, even within our own system, like the fact that 50 can be at Mass in any of the churches every day and weekends, and that 100 can be present at a wedding and 50 at a funeral, but then it's deemed that First Holy Communion and Confirmation isn't appropriate. And each of those occasions would be done in the very same manner within the church, with the spacing and the sanitization and the stewards helping out and the people entering one door and out the other and all of that. So it's hard to see why the confirmations, communions would be singled out. And I think the concern is around the social gatherings, but you also have those intimate gatherings at a wedding, very much so, and certainly at a funeral as well. So I'm just not sure, and baptisms are again permitted as well, and they're almost identical in the social gatherings that would happen afterwards, and that has got to go ahead. So even within our own system, it seems that there's an anomaly there. And then you have, as you pointed out, at the All-Ireland final now, 40,000 people will be permitted to be present. I know it's in an outdoor environment, but there seems to be inconsistencies there. You know, and we're just pointing out that what we're trying to do is for the safety of everybody is paramount, and the health of everybody. But there's also the sense of spiritual and mental health as well. And for so many people, these gatherings are so important that they would be done in a timely manner and wouldn't be constantly postponed. And if it is possible to do them safely, that's what we're proposing that people would do. We believe it is in the parishes. Because so many of our parishes are small, rural, country areas where there might be five or six, students for Holy Communion or Confirmation. In the bigger towns like Ennis and Six Mile Bridge and Shannon and all of that, there'd be huge numbers there. But they'd be done in a very carefully planned out way, with divided up in terms of numbers and very, carefully planned out in terms of time and everything like that in a safe manner.
There's very different views and opinions, Bishop Monaghan, on this decision by the various bishops to advise parishes that communions and confirmations can go ahead from mid-August. I see the Catholic Communications Office have said that it's right of diocesan bishops and their local parish priests to decide on administering sacraments locally. But then I see one of the co-founders of the Association of Catholic Priests, Father Tony Flannery, he's accusing bishops of effectively lining up with the anti-vaxxers in challenging medical and state authority. I'm not sure what you make of those different views and opinions on this, and what your own view is on these various bishops' decision to go ahead with it. Do you think it's been a little bit, it's ill-advised or a bit reckless to do so?
Yeah. No, I don't believe so, Alan, really, because I think we have been utterly, I suppose, faithful to the guidelines and regulations right through, and we have done everything in the possible to make sure that the environments for the sacraments have been done as carefully and according to, you know, health guidelines. And the amount of work that has gone in to do that and expense, no more than is the case in many other public sectors. And we believe that it is done in a very safe way. And you're trying to balance that with the, you know, I suppose, getting back into action for various things and the desire of people to have these occasions and the amount of good that it does for people. So it's a very delicate balance there. But we believe now at this point that the time is right and that we're going very much in the right direction. And this will be done in a very careful manner. And there's no pressure on anybody to either participate or no pressure on a parish to go ahead with this. But if parents want it and if it can be done in a safe way, we believe that the option should be there to do that.
We've had a caller to Morning Focus asking, why were children not confirmed before the school holidays?
Because it wasn't possible to do so under the guidelines. They had been planned, and this is the point that they have been postponed a number of times, and because we were absolutely been faithful to the government guidelines on the issue.
Baptisms, they can resume from Thursday, so that will be something for, and certainly my own family, we have one later this month, so looking forward to that. There doesn't seem as if to be any issues in regards to those.
No baptism, and congratulations on that. Happy to hear that. But yeah, baptisms, you see, and see 50 people can be present at a baptism, and that's why I don't see why there's any major difference then. With confirmations or communions, when baptisms and funerals and weddings can go ahead, you know, so that's certainly there is some anomalies there.
Just one last one for you, Bishop Monaghan, is a comment I saw from a priest in Dublin, Father Joe MacDonald. He was not happy at the fact that communions and confirmations weren't allowed, and he wondered if this was a chance for the government to show the country that bishops don't have any power anymore, or that the church isn't as all-powerful as it used to be in this country. I'm not sure I'd agree with that. I wonder what your take on that would be.
Yeah. I don't think so at all. I think we were, as church, hugely respectful of the great work that the government have done in keeping us healthy and well, and I think the vast majority of the population would agree with that. I think the guidelines that were put there, they were there for the right reason. I don't think there was any sense of, in any way, trying to put us down as church. But just on this particular issue, we believe that if the government looked carefully at it, there are certainly some anomalies in it, and we'd continue to be as supportive as we possibly can to the great efforts that the government are doing, and we're hugely respectful of that.
I suppose to finish, it's kind of like the line that we've heard so often during the pandemic, Bishop Monaghan, hold firm while you're advising that, you know, parishes within your diocese hold off. It's a case of the finish line is in sight, and communions and confirmations will be able to go ahead sooner rather than later.
Absolutely, yeah, that's the advice. If they can wait until, certainly communions, no major hurry on them, but certainly parishes have given dates, and we're saying if they have, rather than avoid again further disappointment, go ahead with it in a very safe manner. But if at all possible, wait until later, until a much safer time in the autumn, or we're in a much better space, please God.
Okay, there you go. Parents with children set to be confirmed or have their communions in the coming while, just sit tight a little further. You'll get to use those new clothes that you bought for your children. The Bishop of Killaloe, Bishop Fintan Monaghan, thank you so much for joining us on Morning Focus.